So many achrayim, there are many shuvah svarim that say that today that you could be medea the entire world berege kememra when kiddush achaydish is. So lasad lavei, there's the whole musig of yom tov sheni shel galus is not shayach b'chlal. But it's not such a pashta thing if this opinion in Rishayim is accepted. I mean, in Achrayim that say this, that because you could spread the word today, it's not so clear if this is ongenoven. There's a few times that the Rebbe spoke about this inyan. There was once in a Fabrengen of Simchas Torah Tavshin Mem Tes, and once in a Fabrengen of Shabbos Bereishis Tavshin Nun Aleph. Simchas Torah Tavshin Mem Tes, the Rebbe said that it's possible that even La'asad Lavoi will be Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. Even though L'chayre, La'asad Lavoi, it won't be necessary, because then everyone will know and it'll be clear and there won't be any issue of finding out when the Chaydish is. But Af HaPikein, the Rebbe said that it's Mestaver, that because this is something that the Klal Yisrael was Nayik, so many Deiris, so to say that La'asad Lavi, this Inyan will be bottle, the Rebbe says it's not Mestaver. There are certain milas that Yontav Sheni Shel Galus has. It's another day of Yontav, there's another day of Kedusha. Chlal, it's Mavur and Chassidus, a lot of different milas that the Yontav Sheni has, that you're being mila a day, which is Be'etzim Yom Choyl, and the Kedusha. The Rebbe said that it's not Mestaver. And the Rebbe gave an example from Shavuos itself. The whole concept that Shavuos is 2 days is something which is a Pella. Why should Shavuos be 2 days? Shavuos is not a yontov that is dependent on any date. The whole idea of having a 2-day yontov is because you don't know what the date of the yontov is. So yeah, therefore you have to, if you can't bring the message over what the date is, so you have to have 2 days. Shavuos though, in the Torah, it never says the date of the yontov. All it says is that Shavuos is the 50th day. But by the time 50 days comes around, everybody knows when the date of Pesach was. For sure. Even then. So, why is Shavuos 2 days? So the Gemara says, Shalilachleg b'mayadais. Not to distinguish between one yontif and another yontif. If you're going to make Pesach and Sukkot 2 days, Shoshana also, and Shavuos won't be 2 days, so then people are going to come to be mezalzel in the other yom tov which have 2 days. Because people are going to say, look, this yontif doesn't have 2 days. It's haraya that the second day is not so important. It's only when there's a suffix. But Shavuos, where there's no suffix, you don't have 2 days. So therefore, Chachamim established it. All Yemim Tevim have 2 days. So you look at it, Bepashtus, you think that the second day of Shavuos has much less of a reason and a necessity, much less of a necessity than the second day of the other Yemim Tevim. The second day of the other Yemim Tevim originally were instituted because it was a serious issue. Sveika Deyayna. The second day of Shavuos is just as a second, like it's a secondary support, but there really never was a doubt when it came to the Kviyas of Shavuos. But the Rebbe in a few places in Lakut HaSichis and another Rebbe in Fabrengen mentions that there's an interesting Chassam Sefer that says, no, that it's the other way around. It's the other way around. Shavuos, the second day of Yom Tov Shavuos, has more of a Chumrah than all the other days of second day Yontif. The second day Yontif from the other Yom Tovim, which were based on a Sveika D'Yayma. So Chacham L'Chatchila instituted it because of a Suffolk. So on one hand, there was a serious reason why they instituted it. But it was based on a Suffolk. When Chachamim decided to institute the second day of Shavuos, there was no Suffolk that was the basis of this second day. There was no Suffolk. They decided Shalilachlik B'mayadeis was enough of a reason to make a second day. It was never based on a suffix. So even though L'chayda, the reason of Shalilachlik B'mayadeis is essentially much weaker of a reason, but it was never based on a doubt. U'memeyla, Chassam Sofer says, there's a big maila in the institution of the second day Yom Tov Shavuos over the other Yom Tovim. So the Rebbe used that sort of as an example for this idea of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. Even the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus originally was instituted because of a suffix. But once Klal Yisrael is noyig, the second day of Yom Tov, so many deiris, it sort of becomes like established. It gets sort of a life of its own. It becomes an established thing that Yom Tov has 2 days in Chutz Laretz, and the mail that Rebbe said it's Mestaver, there's a Svara Loima that's going to stay even Lasad Lavei. That's what the Rebbe said in the Fabrengen of Simchas Torah Tavshin Mem Tes. But on a later occasion, in Tavshin Nun Aleph, in Parshas Bereishis, the Rebbe said Fakert. It was pretty clearly mashma from what the Rebbe was saying, that La'asad Lavei, there'll be no Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus B'chlal. The Rebbe spoke then about Yisrochag, whatever, but the Nekudah, the Rebbe then said that that la'asad lavai, when there'll be mekadosh l'chedosh al pi ha'ra'iya, and then everyone will know when what the kiddush l'chedosh is, there won't be any yantav sheni shel galus b'chlal. So one time the Rebbe said like this, and one time the Rebbe said like this. I'm not sure if it means that, if the Rebbe on a later date in Tavshin and Aleph said that it won't be. Or the Rebbe was saying a svara like this, a svara like that, and we'll see when Mashiach comes.